It takes thousands of hours to become an astronaut. Right, Nina?
Oh, I'm not an astronaut. I'm a design consultant at the Container Store.
But you explore space.
I help you find space with our Alpha Closet systems.
And you're an expert.
Pretty good at it.
And you use satellites to communicate.
I'm doing more virtual in-home closet designs, but I wouldn't say...
We salute you, Astronaut Nina, for helping us find space.
You're welcome.
Hurry to the Container Store to save 30% on all Alpha systems at the Container Store, where space comes from.
Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM.
We stay turned up.
Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in effect.
Full circle.
Hey, listen.
Are you ready?
Ready.
For the ride of your life.
Turn this up.
Revolutionary. Remarkable.
That's right.
It's the one and only. Embodiment Underground Radio with Maureen Guest and the hottest team in radio.
Just and you're listening to
Who's that?
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control. Taking control. Taking control.
It's another exclusive. Only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
X in effect.
Oh, yeah.
Full circle.
This is DJ Shy, and you are tuned in to Embodiment Underground Radio. Turn up!
Accent of fact.
Get a quick flip, both stick to the basics. Gotta make it home. We run bases. No more cases. Seeing the scheme. Make it happen. It's no longer a dream. Make it happen. Coming up with the team. We make it happen because we know what we need. What you came for, tell me what you here for. What you here for? It's gonna be your ride, folk. I hope they don't shoot her. On the front line, host your ride with the Ruger. Devil want us dead in the field, a soul block like that shit with Wall Street. When they share some bodies, turn the party out, busting off that 12 gauge shot it. Taking other people's property, not naughty. They psychology, rather them than not me. Subjected to savagery, projected on society. They the God, they lying, be laugh at your depiction. Ride with Black Jesus to the end like I'm Christian. Yeah, dirty ass game, I'm cleaning up. Put your lips together, shut that dumb shit up. We done been through too much, show the world what it was, what it is. Gotta handle our biz, work together, don't hate. Show love and make a wait, so somebody else can grow what they can do the same for more. Get a quick flip, both stick to the basics. Gotta make it home, we run bases. No more cases, seeing the scheme. Make it happen, it's no longer a dream. Make it happen, coming up with the team. We make it happen cause we know what we need. What you came for, tell me what you here for. What you here for? Real recognize real many unfamiliar. Maybe I'm fake cause I really don't feel ya. Sample in the Jake, you the lowest of the low. Can't find balance cause you can't find your soul. Pay attention, devils wanna dull your glow. School system lynch them and pass them to the polls. Criminal or victim, maybe both. Own people against them, friends or foes. Ignore my verses, I need to spit it prose. Get up off that other shit and act like you know. No waiting on the mothership of man from before. Only thinking save you is saving you and yours. Hating on each other, shit is for the birds. Talent raise talent, we can take back the world. The motivation's no theory, I'm talking about love. It's cool to make it out, but live and die for where you from. Get a quick flip, both stick to the basics. Gotta make it home, we run bases. No more cases, seeing the scheme. Make it happen, it's no longer a dream. Make it happen, coming up with the team. We make it happen cause we know what we need. What you came for, tell me what you here for. What you here for?
All right, you guys, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. I'm about, you know what? I'm out. I'm putting the earphones down. We just need to start that over because I just want to dance and groove. I'm super excited.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you
yeah.
know what? I'm stuttering. You know what? I need time out because that was a banger. I don't even know what. You know what? That messed me up. It messed my whole intro because I don't went to a whole nother dimension. And not only that, it's hitting hard. That was SU, the guru, Supreme Understanding. And so that speaks volume. And we actually have that particular artist here in the studio with us today. How are you? And you know, I'm used to calling you Art. What should I call you while we're on the, should I say SU the Guru? Because that's your brand.
SU the Guru as an artist.
Yes.
Art works, you know what I mean? That's how we go.
Okay, all right. Now, let's talk about your name, SU the Guru. And I typically ask whenever I'm interviewing, how did you come up with that? But now, when I read your bio, Supreme Understanding. Now, anyone that knows any better, we know what that means. That means a whole nother dimension. That means universal. That means on a galactic level. And I can go on and on and on. Am I on to it just a little
bit?
You're
on to it. You're on to it. Well, the origin of it, coming from a place from Durham, North Carolina.
Okay.
I guess the keys that unlocked my chains was Supreme Mathematics. And I identified as the child of my crew, being the youngest, five brothers actually.
Right.
So being the child, understanding, that was the name I took, and I became a rapper around like 17. That was around the same time, so it just fit, man. I ran with it, but then I had to change my name up.
Mm.
You know, there's a Supreme Understanding author, shouts out to that brother.
Okay.
So I had to switch it up a little bit, ran with SU, couldn't run with SU by itself. So I had to get SU the Guru. So my name is actually SU. That's my rap name, I would say. But I have to be, if you want to find me, it's SU the Guru, because SU is not Googleable.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you got Syracuse University, all these SUs. So SU the Guru is what I go by, rap name SU. But as an artist, as a writer, which we'll get deeper into, I go by Art.
Okay. My understanding, you began writing. Not only did you become a rapper, you began writing before 18. Is that correct?
Yeah,
Did I read that correct?
That's correct. I started writing around 17, inspired by one of my best friends who was actually a rapper. And I was like, bro, if you can do it, I can do it. I got to around my second rap, man, and it was a rap. No pun intended.
Okay.
It was a rap, man. People loved it. People still ask me for my second rap to this day.
Wow.
So that was special. I knew I had something going.
Okay, and you definitely have a lot going, SU. And you know, and when you, that name, Supreme Understanding, you see I'm harping on it, that's a major commitment.
It is.
That's a major commitment not only to the artist, as an artist, but a major commitment to what's being put out there for your listeners and your fans, you know. And I don't know if I'm taking it and running a little bit too far with it, but when I hear those two terminologies, Supreme and Understanding, and when you combine that, it's
beautiful, man.
There you go. Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth.
The alchemy involved in those two words. I know it embodies something real, and I ain't gonna like not to harp on myself, man, but I'm a real one. And I'm gonna keep going, been pushing this. This ain't nothing new to me. I know people talking about the want to rap conscious and this and that, but this is what I've been doing since the beginning of it. It's not a ploy. It's not something I'm doing just to get popular.
Oh, wow.
It's like really what I do for the community, man. This is like my effort. And I know it's, honestly, it's still not enough. Like, I can say everything on record that I can say, but I know I need to get out there and need to inspire and need to be there for the youth. So it's not just the words and the lyrics that y'all hear in this song, even though that's my work for what we need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
I know I need to be doing more. So take this as inspiration and hope this guides y'all. Y'all, everybody got a rapper and everybody want to do this, athletics, this and that, like that. You know what I mean? We really need to inspire
and
do what you're passionate about. So, yeah,
exactly.
Man, that's about.
Right.
Exactly. And you know, it's funny because that was one of the questions that I was going to actually, I was going to address as far as the lyrically conscious sector of it. And I was going, and you just already, before I can even ask that, you've already given an explanation. You know, it's not entertainment. It's who you are. It's your platform. It's what you were created to put out there. What you put out is what you get. And it's plain to see that the world that we're living in, you know, a lot of people are starting to see. I hate to use the word woke because I think it's just so overly used. You know, we trend everything and anything. And sometimes we trend it so much it becomes a term that I just don't even want to hear it because everyone doesn't really know the meaning behind it and the seriousness. So when you go around saying you're woke, don't just yell it because it's trending. You know what I mean? And so I kind of gathered that from you, Art. SU, I got to get used to saying SU. You know, I kind of gathered that after listening to, you know, when you say, you know, check out the whole album. I'm like, this is who he is. This is not a ploy for being known or seen, and you know, because we're caught up on that. We live in a society, we live in a 3D world, and everything's is three dimensional. Everything's an illusion. You're really in this thing. You're actually giving the message. You're actually out there, and you're putting the message to the people, to the minds. And we're gonna get a little bit deeper into that because that's a whole nother show. Mm. So I don't wanna divert too much from you regarding the higher level of consciousness, okay? Mm. So look, you guys, we're gonna be playing several, but we have two more tracks we're gonna play throughout this show. And I believe coming up, we have Celestial, which is gonna be on the second round. We have, I think Celestial's in the next round of songs. Talk to me, Sil. Well, we know it's on the list, but I kind of put him on the spot.
Yeah, I put you on the spot. It's on this next round, I don't know, but the second round. But if you want to, you know, do that, we can move on.
No. Just stick to the outline. My phone, you know what happened? My laptop just kind of went to sleep. You know, it always happens when we're on the air. So let's just go ahead. Let's take it on out with the next track. What do we have coming up, Sil?
Coming up next on X360, you got Stereo Hunter by Kid Goodlife 911.
Oh, yeah. Check him out. I think on Instagram, Mundo, is he _ Sklar, S-C-H-L-A-R? I believe. John, he hides out on social media. And he's excellent, check him out too. He's an excellent artist, and you may have seen him on our social media. There's like a little sample, Stereo Hunter, that we actually promoted on the Embodiment Underground Radio Instagram page with the skeleton, with the actual United States face mask. It's that particular track. That's a new track. And Mundo, you're gonna be doing a feature, right?
That's right.
Okay, and we got Jess Jr., he's gonna be featured also. And so you guys, just check it out. He is an excellent artist. He's a businessman, very, very intellectual. Not talking about, you know, the institution. I mean, intellectual as far as life. You guys, stay locked in. We have John Lewis, AKA Kid Goodlife 911. There we go. Stay locked in, you guys. You're now listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio. This is your host, Maureen Guest.
And your homie, Silk.
And we got
Mondo J Malone.
All right, you guys. Stay locked in.
And what we doing?
What we doing?
We taking control.
We taking control, folks. Yeah.
Who's that?
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Ay! Diablo, it's your boy A-Lo the Radio God, and I'm here with Embodiment Underground Radio. Stay locked in. You already know what it is. Turn up!
Gang shuck the deuce, 30 like a log, hit your mind, feel abusive. Swerve on the bees in the politic, and we hoop banging like the weeds in the garden whisper. If John ain't pitching, the league ain't working. The grass need cut, and the team look thirsty. You bird me, balls of mean little green wizards. Top five of cars you ain't seen mentioned. Fuller got a beam, and his name mixed up like sick music. The one who gave you
that's in effect.
Like, you abusing it, dog. A eagle like a long shot hitting your bargain. You double girl trench coats walking in August. Heard about some mob business breaking the law. Trade pistols for caucus, vultures and bald eagles. Work for the law, eat and change up the calling. And make it all happen for Yonkers. Beg the differ if the drip don't bang cushion. Lead it a Gucci like your thing push up. Ups and downs, rounds and rounds, living this life. Stick up kids, not giving them up. Them fast bucks got them going crazy. This game is so shady. Homes is like 1 foot in and 1 foot out. Getting this money is what it's about. Thugging the streets, holding my heat. I'm never going back down. 3-8 soldiers always got my back now. Ride out, homie, when you see me, it's my back now. Waiting it out, ain't what it's about. I chose the fast route, that's the gusto. 745, that's my luck, yo. Selling the crap, yo. And right now, St. Pete, where it's at. I think they breezy for my stereo. hunting for all red on a billy goat. Go crazy for my stereo, stereo hunter. Go crazy for my stereo. Go crazy for my stereo, stereo hunter.
That's in effect.
It's your boy, King Quill, king of all trades, listening to the sounds of the underground right here on Embodiment Radio. Let's go!
Certain person or some certain people back to this world from the afterlife, I would give all this shit up to you, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, hey man, you know what I'm saying? We can't take this shit.
The cool go slide like D. But down your nigga, your re. They got a Japanese. Talking about a can't save him. Chanel drip all type of flavors. Cartier frame every haters. Yeah. I'm a boss, they gon' s**t if I say. In a trap, her serving them J. Her purse, you can see it in my face. Pads on the sound straight. Brand new wheels, new plates. When it comes to the money, can't wait. Yeah.
Them can pat me the hoe. Stacking that money, not breaking the code. We in a whole different zone. Praying my young make it back home. Yeah. Baby, that's him in the bank. When that f***ing up, baby, that ain't. Yeah, baby, that's zip in that blade. That's zip in that demon, that demon, though, crazy. I keep it key, keeping that s***, and I keep it low key. Keeping them rats in the back of the Jeep. And it, but you know I'm a creep. Got a main, but you know I'm a creep. She f***ing with me, then you know she a freak. Got some good, I can't slang it for free. Good at it, I can't do it for free. Good at
it's it, another I'm exclusive. Feet. About, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
I need 100 grand. Got that fame, I ain't looking for fans. Shout out to Oz, never duck, never ran. Dodging them fears, I've been out of them vans. Rocking the Louis, the 98 round. Yeah.
The cool go slide like D. But down your nigga, your re. They got a Japanese. Talking about a can't save him. Chanel drip all type of flavors. Cartier frame aviators. Yeah. I'm a boss, they go s**t if I say. In a trap, her serving them J. A purse, you can see it in my face. Pads on the down straight. Brand new wheels, new plates. When it comes to the money, can't wait. I'm already to the like Jill. Yeah. My bitch too bad, talk shell. Doing this myself. I don't really need no help. Yeah. Flex on like this. Bust down your nigga, your wrist. Yeah. If she got bad, yeah. I'm a boss, they gon' shoot if I say. Make a hit, I'ma do it all day. Had it pass on the on straight. Yeah. Cash on me like a bank. Leverage your diamond, they fade. You can get touch and safe. Yeah. I'm ball out, you blank. The blue go slant like chain.
The cool go slant like D. But down your nigga, your re. They got a Japanese.
Talking about a can't save him. Chanel drip all type of flavors. Cartier frame aviators. Yeah. I'm a boss, they go s**t if I say. In a trap, her serving them J. Her purse, you can see it in my face. Pads on the down straight. Brand new wheels, new plates. When it comes to the money, can't wait. Yeah.
All right, you guys, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. You guys, real quickly, before we go any further, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. Let's give a shout out to the West Fayette Barbell, located in Tyrone, Georgia. Also, let's give a shout out to Embodiment Fitness. Check us out at the West Fayette Barbell. Come on and let me get you out there outdoors and work you out, okay? Let's get those bodies nice, tight, and right. And not just for show, but for the minds, body, and spirit, okay? It's more than just looking good. You treat your body right, it's going to follow suit on what it has to do and what it needs to look like. But check me out. You can find it on all social media platforms, Embodiment Fitness, where good health begins, mind, body, and spirit. Also, let's give a shout out to the Robin's Nest LLC. If you're looking for a venue, you know, there's events going on, and of course there are stipulations, but if you're looking for a venue spot, anywhere from mansions, outdoor venues, for those who are a little leery about being indoors, just check her out on all social media platforms. Again, that's the Robin's Nest LLC. Also, you may find her as Robin Curry. All right, so she has a lot of different venues that you can choose from affordable prices. And if you're banking it and you're stacking it, and you know, you can throw the money out there as well. Also,
yeah, we got it. Ain't no thing.
We got it. It's no thing.
Ain't no thing. No thing but the chicken wing.
We all match. We're considering doing a. Well, you know, while we're talking about events, you guys stay tuned. The Indie Artists Exposed ATL. We will be back very soon. We kind of got a little stumbling block that kind of got in our way. Yeah, I missed that, don't you, Mondo?
Oh yeah, I missed performing.
Oh yeah. So we're it's in the makings. We're hoping to probably do something in October. They're talking about a second wave, but we're going to see how we can kind of navigate around it. We'll see. So I got my fingers crossed, Mondo.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah. You know, and if you want to check out the Indie Artists Exposed, check us out on social media, Indie Artists Exposed with an X, P-O-S-E-D. You can also find it on the Embodiment Underground Radio website. And for all the artists out there, if you want to get some airplay, you can simply go to our website, click on Submit Music. You can also go to the X360FM.com website and click on Submissions. I kindly ask that you send in your radio edited versions, MP3, or I think it's the WAV. I think the WAV, the WAV is something that I see a lot of people using that format as well. And also M4A, because we do podcast all of our shows after each show, and particularly our interviews. And if you're just locking in and you're jumping in right in the middle of the show, you can find us on different platforms. Go to our link. You can find us on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, YouTube, just to name a few, okay? But for now, and while you're laughing, Silk, I see you over there. This live radio, let me tell you guys, I let my spirit guide me. This is not scripted. It's like we sitting at home at the kitchen with some earphones on. I see you over there. What's going on? Mondo over there smiling too.
Well, no, he can't see
what am I missing?
We got a couple tracks in here. I was looking at your Facebook drop, but then King James popped up. You know.
Okay, that's the inside. You guys gotta check out King James.
You wanna put it out there.
I didn't mention King James. Did I mention King James? Did I mention King James?
You want me to play King James?
Okay, real quickly. Drop it real quick. Just a little snippet. Okay. Stay tuned, you guys. King James the 8th. Oh, he's cool. He's talented. Let's go.
We ain't gonna pay the whole song.
Come on, yeah, come on.
We just gonna let y'all hear a little bit about how he be flowing.
I know why you're laughing now.
Okay.
Check it out, SU Mondo.
Who's that?
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Yo, this is King James. Debut on X360.
I really need that water for my.
What you want me to do, Jane?
Can't sit on my face.
Tell me again, man.
I love the way you change when you sit on my face. Oh, I like it. I like it when you get the sloppy. If you don't believe me, girl, just look at my feet. I'm feeling me. For a pop. Let me show you what you
are. All right, King James. I love King James. He is amazing. You guys, he actually performs naked with a guitar. He's very eclectic.
I like the song. I was about to say I like the song.
He's a ladies man too.
I guess.
You know what, naturally, I went to school. I went to school with his mother.
Oh wow.
Yeah, he was like, you graduated with my mom. I'm like, oh my god.
And now you see him looking like that.
Yes. He kind of reminds you, and you know what? He just started just a few years ago.
A couple years back.
And he can play the guitar. He is really, he's talented.
So, yeah.
And he's very free, you guys. He's free.
The song is dope.
But
the song is grooving now.
It's grooving.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of put that one running the station for a while.
For a minute.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why I was smiling when I saw the song.
I should have never asked. You're going to mess the show up. You don't threw me off course. Look, you guys, you listen. Hey. If you just locked That's in, crazy. This is the Underground. Anything goes. We got SU in the building. SU, there's so much going on with you. Let's kind of jump a little bit. We talked about the artist starting at a young age. You were inspired by one of your older brothers who happened to be about 7-8 years older than you. Mm-hmm. Okay. You wrote your first song before 18. Fast forward. Okay, now we are in college. And no, let me go back. You attended performing arts school for the first 7 years mm-hmm. of school. Mm-hmm. And then as you became an artist and fast forward, you ended up going to university was that?
UNC Charlotte. Shouts out to the 49ers.
Okay.
In Charlotte.
And what was that major?
So double major, finance and economics.
Double major? Mm-hmm. SU.
Yes, yes. Yeah, cool. Yeah, magna cum. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You don't play, do you?
Yeah.
I can tell you don't play. Mm-hmm. And now, fast forward. Now, you know what? Now, let me ask you about that. Now, what was that double major again? Because, you know, I got an ADAD going. AD, what do you call it? ADD. What, give me that double major one more time.
Finance and economics.
Okay. Now, as an artist, I think that was a good choice.
Oh, yeah.
How did you go from enjoying being an artist, because you didn't just stumble into it and it was a hobby for you, what made you choose that major?
Oh man, so I come from somewhat of a lower income family, and no one knew anything about investments. Of course, we've always heard about Wall Street and the money that can be made on Wall Street. So my aim was Wall Street leaving high school. I was thinking that's what I would do, go to school and learn that. Got to school and then I discovered my passion, a passion for writing. I actually ended up at UNC Charlotte because I didn't want to write the essays to go to UNC Chapel Hill. So, and okay. then I went to UNC Charlotte and became a writer. So I didn't want to write and discovered the passion for writing when I found that school. So thankful to UNC Charlotte, man, showing me a whole different side of myself, man. I became a leader on campus and just all types of things that I feel like that campus offered me. I became a writer on that campus, a playwright, if you want to be specific.
Right.
Because they didn't have good plays going on at UNC Charlotte. Shouts out to UNC Charlotte, not knocking it, what the theater program was at all. At that point, they might be doing something now, but I didn't identify with the productions they were doing, so I started doing local theater in Charlotte, and I met a guy, and he was writing his own. I was like, man, I need to take a stab at it. And took a huge stab at it, and it turned out into a beautiful joint. It was called Composition of a Hustler.
Oh, wow.
Shouts out to Pinky Rogers. We actually co-wrote that together, my first joint. Then my second one came around, Ophelia, a Tragedy. I wrote that by myself, and I got an even bigger response. So from that day forth, I became a playwright.
Wow, so it just looks like nice. Anything. You put your big toe in, it's just gonna, it's gonna just mesh with you. And do you think maybe perhaps because you have a couple of passions here, mm-hmm. and one thing I must say as far as your major, as far as economics, that's something that is lacking in our community. Mm-hmm. We definitely are not taught economics, and even from our parents, you know, we just watch them grind and hold down 9-to-5 jobs. We say, oh, they got a good job, and then we mismanage our money. We just don't understand economics, and it's just one of our weaknesses, and I would say due to the structure of our society also. But of course, we can't be a victim of that. We have to be able to think for ourselves and move forward. And I believe that home base, I think it touched down to something as far as that you can do what you choose to do if you put your mind to it.
Yeah. So it's home base, if you want to get specific about that song. I really think it's about like applying yourself mm-hmm. and giving the products or what comes from that back to your community. It doesn't necessarily have to be monetary, you know what I mean? It's really just like the influence, just being a positive impact on where you're from. If you're going to do what you do, then always look to give back, you know? That's why at the end of the song, they live and die for where you're from.
I love it.
So yeah, so that's what that song's about.
Okay, I love that. Okay. All right, now you did go for your master's.
Mm-hmm.
And now there was a dream school that kind of probably hurt your heart for a moment there.
Yeah,
what was that? Because you didn't list the dream school. What was that dream school? Talk to me. Come on, SU.
It was NYU.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get, so it was a dual degree, MBA, MFA in film production, mm-hmm. and I didn't get into the MBA. So, Yeah, and the MFA, I was actually getting traction. I visited a few times and it was really doing well within Tisch, which is the art school, but Stern's a little bit more strict. has a different percentage, okay, if you want to say, of certain minorities, if you want to say. So I guess I didn't make the quota.
There you go.
But so I did end up going to Duke University, Fuqua School of Business.
Okay.
And got a master's in management. And yes.
Was that, you said Duke?
Duke.
That University. Was one of Mackenzie's choices, my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Our daughter. I said my daughter, like you have.
Excellent school.
Yeah, yeah. She's here, though.
Okay, that's a good school.
Yeah,
Howard's a good school.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, she wanted to play basketball at some given point in time. Mm. Okay, so you still making moves. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, I had to read that bio 2 or 3 times. I said, because you know what? I said, SU going to come up in here. Because
well, yeah.
He ain't nothing to sneeze at, right?
Right,
so I better come with my A game. Because he was like, wait a minute, this woman, she asked all her own questions.
I'm not telling
she didn't even read the bio. She never know. Really, I like to research and I like to absorb things, okay?
Hey, but you notice how he kind of like sat back when you said she wants to play basketball. He was like,
Oh yeah,
man, that's this thing.
Y'all love basketball.
You know,
shout out to the real King James.
Like that balling.
He a baller. Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed those. I miss those AU days and traveling, getting on the road.
So we got the mid-range assassin right here, though.
That's his name. That's you. That's his name.
Hey, that's a killer.
How do you come up with that name?
This. Been killing the mid-range.
Don't sleep in the mid-range,
off
man.
The screen.
People sleep. Yeah. People don't even play you right there.
Yeah, it's over.
That's a no-brainer, Maureen.
Everybody shooting threes and shooting layups.
Right.
Take the mid-range.
Yeah. Okay, now so we're into the screenplay. Screenplay?
Stage plays.
Stage play. Because you write, you produce, and you also act.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a nice little, a pretty good little business. We're not partners anymore. We're still kind of business partners. She's also a stage play producer, writer, and all that. I may have to link you guys up. You know, have like-minded people in your circle.
Perfect.
She's out there grinding, so I'll make sure I connect you with her as well. You know, you may need her; she may need you. I don't know.
I know we need each other.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt.
Yeah.
Ain't no doubt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You gotta rub elbows and see which way it take you. Mm-hmm. All right. Now you also you have a stage play that's coming out.
Oh yes.
Ah, you see, you look. See, I'm not reading. Look, see, I put all that in my mind. You see that, SU?
Mm-hmm.
My screen is black again. My phone is black. It's all here.
Yeah,
let's talk about that. Yeah, let's talk
pro,
about it.
Yes. So my next stage play is actually entitled The Seven. Like if you know the origin of Supreme Mathematics, but it's actually about 7 African revolutionaries imparting their knowledge into one particular character. It's actually loosely based around the 5 deadly venoms, if you know that old school film. But in this joint, we're actually building the ultimate revolutionary. So finished writing that earlier this year. Would love to bring that to stage as soon as possible.
Yes.
Of course, I was actually aiming for August 2020,
okay.
But COVID, you know, threw
okay.
a wrench in the plans. But we're looking at bringing it actually to an outdoor arena, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah. So doing that out in the public sphere.
That'd be great.
And letting the world see it that way, premiering in the outdoor. So
yeah,
man. But The Seven is going to be a beautiful joint, like I said, featuring people like Winnie Mandela. We got Ida B. Wells is featured. Don't want to give the whole thing away. Patrice Lumumba. So I'm The Seven. Look out for that for
wow,
sure.
Wow. And you know, I like that because with what's going on, it's really forcing some of us to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure a lot of people out there didn't really know how creative they can be. You know, so when you say we're thinking about doing something outdoor, we can always navigate around circumstance. It's kind of like, you ever feel like you're in the war zone, you're in the eye of the war zone, but you're still at peace, it's not affecting you, you're still navigating.
Mm-hmm.
That when you get to that point in life, you're on the right track.
Yeah.
You really, really are. Mondo, did you have a question over there? Did I see you at my peripheral?
Yeah, I have a question. Since you have a passion involving the political as a community activist,
mm-hmm.
As a woke rapper, give me your top 3 woke rappers.
Uh-oh.
Mm. Shouts out to Stickman. I would definitely put Stickman at the top of that. Wow, man. I love that question, Wando. Tupac Shakur.
Yes.
I knew it would be Tupac.
Yes.
And I'm going to put a third one in there. Well, I'm going to go with Nipsey Hussle.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
Hey, Mundo, you ain't never asked me that question, man.
He ain't asked me. None of us. You ain't asked me that question either. I'm jealous. I'm just kidding.
I'll host an interview for both of y'all.
You don't. Know,
okay, I'll spit it out right quick.
I'm talking crap.
Chuck D.
Okay.
Scott La Rock.
Oh.
Big Daddy Kane.
Oh. All right. Okay.
Shouts out to KRS too. If I had a fourth, I'm gonna go with KRS.
Okay. Well, since we're naming all these hot artists, we're going to stick to SU because you know what? We got some more music coming up. But real quickly, I didn't give a shout out to Q Brick.
Right. Nice track.
Yeah. No, also, let me just go back a little bit to Kid Good Life 911. Again, that's a new track that's out. Mondo's going to be featuring along with Just Junior.
On the remix.
So, you know, I can't wait for that to come out.
On the remix.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be funkier. Congratulations, Kubrick. If you're listening, I don't know. You may be trying to get some sleep right now with that little one. But congratulations to Papa Kubrick. I'm just really super excited. And it's just really weird to watch everyone grow up, become fathers and mothers, and they're out there doing their thing. And check him out also on social media. That's Q-U-E, I think it's underscore, or I'm not sure if it's a dash or underscore, Brick, Q Brick. Just put in Q Brick, Q-U-E Brick, and you guys can follow him. And again, congratulations to both Q Brick and his goddess, okay? But look, coming up, we got some more music. We gotta make sure we got SU on the map with all these tracks.
Oh yeah.
Coming up is gonna be Throw It Up, my band from New York, Apocalypse the Archangel. He's been riding with us from day one for about 5 years now.
He's one and he is
a regular. He's always sending the music. I mean, he's like, Maureen, I got something. And we've actually interviewed him. So shout out to Apocalypse. He, you know what? It looked like he's actually sped up with the COVID because he put the music out.
Yeah,
oh yeah, he puts it out. Yeah, and he definitely has that New York vibe. So, and everyone knows that I love the New York rap style.
I like
the dirty style, but I like the New York too. I don't know if I'm straddling the fence. I don't know, but I love it. Followed by that is going to be China. I have a soft spot for China. May her spirit soar. I think she was around maybe 24, 25. She passed this year. She is an amazing artist. She was a model and then transitioned to hip hop rap. And you guys can check it out. She's really good. And followed by that is Celestial by SU, who's here in the building. So if you're just locking in, shame on you. But if you're just locking in, that's good because we have more of the show. So stay locked in, you guys. You're listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio. This is your host, and we are taking control.
Who's that?
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
It's another exclusive. Only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
This is top shelf music.
Forever loyal to the game, hold it down for the fam. Hold a man, a nigga with a master plan. Stand tall, elevate, I ain't trying to fall. Throw my foot in the door, taking it all. New York, hip hop, play the sidewalk. Never talk real niggas, hold down the fort. Blood sport, always killer first, so my thoughts never get caught. Haters better watch where they walk. Shots hitting like. Shots hitting light. Reppin' Queens light.
Hey, 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 it's Mondo J. Malone, locked in with Embodiment Radio. You already know that we taking control.
Raise it up, raise it up. Throw it up in the sky. Raise it up. Throw it up. Raise it up. Raise it up like a soldier when life get rough. Throw it up to the sky and God we trust. Do or die, stay fly like $1 million. Never bluff, spit hard till I'm ash and dust. You can smell me in the hood like Egyptian musk. Stay addicted to the ice like hockey pucks. Never bluff, keep it real cause the world corrupt. Raise it up for my people like that's what's up. Raise it up, raise it up. Throw it up in the sky. Raise it up, raise it up. Throw it up in the sky. Raise it up. Throw it up. Raise it up. Throw it up in the sky.
Call me
coming through like a missile ripping straight through your heart. The kid going out blazing when our dailies apart. So raise your weapon in the air like you just don't care, and lick a shot for the people who no longer here. United we stand, divided we fall. Rep the hood like graffiti spray painted on the wall. Above the law, hard to kill Steven Seagal. Play the front line heavy if you ready for war. Raise it up, raise it up, throw it up in the sky. Raise it up, raise it up, throw it up in the sky. Raise it up, throw it up, raise it up, throw it up in the sky.
That's an effect.
Jesus, we can't do that, man. Yeah. Attention, I just got off suspension. I'm about to give you 500 reasons to wish you could claim you ain't Christian. I'm about to issue 500 reasons you wish you could claim that you with it, but you isn't, and I get it. You so scared to admit it, but how you wanna go about this? Watch how you talking to me, nigga, how much would you know without this? Probably be dead in the street, but here you go calling out my shit. You sure wanna focus on me? Don't run when that shit don't get sweet. That's the taste in your teeth. Paper trucking in your knees. Why you still breathing on me? I told I'm a heathen, it seems. Colored up out of the tears. I got too much heart to be sleep. I got too much heart to be weak. I got too much art just for me. I'm writing for albums, okay? The jig is up, attention. I just got off suspension. I'm about to give you 500 reasons to wish you could claim you ain't Christian. I'm about to issue 500 reasons you wish you could claim that you with it, but you isn't, and I get it. If you look to admit it, but attention. I just got off suspension. I'm about to give you 500 reasons to wish you could claim you ain't Christian. I'm about to issue 500 reasons you wish you could claim that you with it, but you isn't, and I get it. But we think you look admit it. I'm up again problematic. That be the jam of the week. Niggas smoke a oppa pack the backwood. Cutting out veins with the ease, but I don't want a horn and addict. Cause I know how that shit can be. And for that same reason, I'm mean. Can't pity nobody like me. Don't feel you, you probably police. Don't kill me a valuable piece. No randoms, my bitches is niche. No fandom, my niggas is creeps. My pride gonna ruin my life. My pride gonna ruin your night. I promise you, you young and young cheesy don't wife. And if ain't no ring, it ain't mine. Don't get confused. Attention. I just got off suspension. I'm about to give you 500 reasons to wish you could claim you ain't Christian. I'm about to issue 500 reasons to wish you could claim that you with it, but you isn't, and I get it. And you to admit it, but attention. I just got off suspension. I'm about to give you 500 reasons to wish you could claim you ain't Christian. I'm about to issue 500 reasons to wish you could claim that you with it, but you isn't, and I get it. And you to admit it.
Yo, this is Saint Laurent. You listen to Embodiment Underground Radio. Okay.
Life is your runway, baby, take flight. Even I can't stop, you gon' be straight. Devils try and compromise your throne, you ain't with it. Spirit of a god in your
it's
body
another exclusive. You shine only like from Sirius. Embodiment Underground Radio.
Me, got my giving you my all. I need is the queen, make my solar system complete. Sun, moon, and stars, the world is ours.
Black eyes with a king on the blue light. Fell in love with you on the moonlight. Hand in hand in a throne made of stars. Who knew the universe was ours? Serendipity got nothing on us. Yin to my yang, I'm the moon, you the sun. What's more divine than this? There's no divine in this. What's more divine than this?
rising with you every single morning is a blessing. King, hold it down, but please believe you're my protection. Keep a G balance, that's why you have me stressing. Energies and ways with all the love comes the lessons. And the truth hurts, something like growing pains. Made it through the trials, now we gon' take rain. Queen, you got my heart, I'ma hold it in the meantime. Time can't capture, our love goes beyond. MJB, talking about real love. This is ART, but I'm talking real life. Close my eyes, see your eyes, see the eyes of my wife. My guess is this is infinite, something predestined. That man you need, I already am, and know my essence. Knowing the perfection, the definition of excellence. You haven't seen, I know for sure, ain't nobody gon' stop it. We need this, they need it more, I'm the rebel, you the ride.
Locked eyes with a king on the blue light. Fell in love with you on the moonlight. Hand in hand in a throne made of stars. Who knew the universe was ours? Serendipity got nothing on us. Yin to my yang, I'm the moon, you the sun. What's more divine than this? There's no divine in this. What's more divine than this?
Just this, 1 + 2 = 3. Me plus you equals L-O-V-E. My note, your weird, highest form of understanding. You and I together, heal the world another level with it. Nobody can stop us, like I said before. Forever like the sun, glow to earth, there's no more. In this world after our bodies are gone, like a Dilla beat. Put the whole world on hold just to hear you speak one word. Unchained thoughts, free as a bird. I know the king's duty, I protect and observe. Never be a lost man and try to clip your wings. You control everything, you reign supreme.
Locked eyes with a king on the blue light. Fell in love with you on the moonlight. Hand in hand in a throne made of stars. Who knew the universe was ours? Serendipity got nothing on us. Yin to my yang, I'm the moon, you the sun. What's more divine than this? There's no divine in this. What's more divine than this?
That's an effect. Transform your mind, transform your body, and lose yourself with the most revolutionary and professional training system in fitness. If you've tried training in the past and failed, we will help you succeed with our proven results. Our optimal performance training covers stabilization, core conditioning, and maximum strength conditioning. Get started by calling 1-800-430-1423. That's 1-800-430-1423. Embodiment Fitness. We don't work out, we train. Lose yourself.
Who's that?
That's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
All right, you guys. I'm not playing. You better come check out Embodiment Fitness in Tyrone. I'm telling you, we get it in. We got Operation Hit.
Yo, we'll get it in.
Saturday and Sundays. We have Reset Boot Camp. And also, if you want some one-on-one with Maureen, hit us up on our website, embodimentfitness.com. Click on Book Online, okay? Fitness is necessary. It's not optional. It's not seasonal, all right? So it is not about the vanity.
Yes,
I'm going to say that again.
I was going to say, yes.
It's not about the vanity.
It's one-on-one, fellas. It's just a workout now. Ain't nothing going on.
Actually, we don't work out. We train, okay? It's a difference. Our sessions make sense. Well, look, we got SU hanging out, so more on him, okay? I'm just excited because he's in building and got so much going on.
What I told you when we drove up, though?
What?
I said, oh, you got SU tonight?
I told you I had SU
and
last
week. I said, it's going to be a smooth dude.
Yeah, well, no, you already talked about SU when you were at the station over
with
Zaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, oh, you gotta check out this dude. Yeah, I think you're gonna like him.
Yeah, shout out to Zaire,
yeah. Yeah, because he don't give everybody the cross down, SU. He always suspect with phone. I don't know, like you always. So he liked you from day one.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, it's the energy. But look, I think we covered a lot, but we got a little bit more to go. Let's talk about this album. Now, and forgive me if my memory doesn't always serve me well. Did you do the listening party yet?
It hasn't happened. It's happening Thursday. So y'all tune in.
Thursday.
Ask little questions, comments Thursday, IG Live. Go to @rhymesdesigns. That's RHYMESDESIGNS. Spelled how it's spelled in the dictionary.
Okay.
@rhymesdesigns. That's our Instagram. Go ahead and find me and go on that IG Live Thursday at 6.
At 6 o'clock. Okay. And so you're going to do it on online. Mm-hmm. That's good. You're being, you know, and for the artists out there, and since we're talking about an online listening party, and this is for the album.
Yeah. The okay. album, Lost Space 8 Simping.
Okay.
Yeah, let me talk about the album a little bit.
Man. Yeah. Real quick, though, what about Celestial?
Ooh, Celestial, that's on the album. It's actually featuring Jess Live, the beautiful voice of Jess Live. Met her out in Los Angeles. Lived in Los Angeles for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Met a bunch of wonderful artists, man. But this particular artist, actually saw her at the Juice Joint. They had crazy talent out there, man. But that's LA, of course. It's a lot of talented people trying to get on. But Jess Live, she got 3 songs on Game's last album, Born to Rap. I was blessed to have her in the studio with me and just laid that down, wrote that. She actually was only one other writer on the project. I wrote everything, all the singing you hear on the album. I wrote most of that, actually all of that except hers and Najee's. Najee's on Fall.
Wow.
So I wrote everything.
Okay.
But yeah, man. Shouts out to Jess Live. But yeah, Lost Space 8 Simping, that dropped. That was 9/11. Dropped that September 11th.
Okay.
Bunch of dope songs on that project. It's actually an ode to my guy 8-Ball. If you know his project Lost is one of my favorite albums of all time.
Uh-huh.
Then Space Age Pimping was his
MJG
style. Shots out to MJG as well.
Yeah.
8-Ball is just one of my favorite artists, man. Big inspiration to me. So shots out to him, man. But
Boy, they changed the game, man, when they came in.
Mm-hmm.
Changed the game.
Yeah, I was a young, and I don't remember when they came in necessarily, but I definitely remember the Lost.
Space Age Pimpin. Yeah, that Space Age Pimpin changed the game when they came in. Everybody had to say, hold up, wait a minute.
So yeah, shots out to them, man. Lost Space Age Simping. So we did, most of that was recorded in Los Angeles. Shots out to my guy Rick Rule. Engineered me out there. Did a lot in Atlanta, Dark Child and stuff like that. But that's that guy, Rick Rule. But yeah, man, Lost Space 8 Symphony's online right now. You can find it on SoundCloud, AudioMac, YouTube, the full albums. We actually working on Spotify, man. They gave me a little delay, but I did get notice that it should be released very soon on Spotify and Apple Music. But make sure y'all search me, man. SU the Guru, album Lost Space 8 Symphony.
Okay, congratulations with that. Yeah, congratulations. I like that. It was something. Something went through my mind, and it was something really. I know what I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
My mind is over here wondering. The type of artist that you are, and I always say type. One might say, what is type of artist that he is? You are. I don't want to say lyricist because a lyricist simply means writing lyrics. But you are conscious on what you do put out there in the universe. And what I tell people when you speak of conscious lyricism, a lot of times people think, well, you know, it has a few curse words. I say it's not necessarily the curse words; it's the message. Are you giving an aha moment? What are you instilling in our young people's mind? What are you drilling into their minds? What is the message? You know, are you encouraging people to be victims versus victors, to live in the past and not the future? Or if you just want to tell your life story, you know, if you're a gangbanger and you're telling your story and it's a message behind coming from that lifestyle to where you are now, it doesn't mean that it's not a lyrically conscious type of track because you were once a gangbanger. You're just talking about your journey, your plight in life. And so often people don't understand what that means. And so therefore they either put in the work and truly focus on, you know, being lyrically conscious or putting out a good message, or sometimes they kind of give up and just follow the crowd. In other words, for instance, I've heard some artists, some known and not so known, you know, indie artists that may not be known, some mainstream artists, that they put certain music out because when they do go with the style that they're putting out something positive or something's gonna go aha or make you have, I'm good. We go over a little bit, we're going over because we got SU in the building. All right? Yeah. So what would you say to those who really have a message, okay? And they're evolving. They're evolving mentally, and they want to give back. They want to pay it forward to our society, but they're afraid to because they may not get the hits, they may not get the likes, and they may not trend. What would you say to those particular artists or anyone that's out there in entertainment, whatever it is? How can you be true to yourself, true to your own truth, without compromising just for popularity and money?
Dope. Well, I'm going to say it's a lane for everybody, man. If you're nice, you're nice. like, everybody is not built to be an artist.
Yes.
So if you're putting your time and energy into it and you're not buzzing in your particular lane, it's not meant for you to switch lanes. It's probably you just can't rap, or you're just not that good at that point. You probably need to put way more energy into it than is required. Because not to boast, but like I said, my second rap was something that people still ask for. So if you know you're good, then you keep going, put all your energy into it. As far as making sure that your message is intact, like, you have to be yourself. If you're not being yourself, and it's going to convey on record, it's going to convey in interviews, people are going to see that that ain't you, you know what I mean? So you, as an artist myself, like, I've always written like this. Like, I started writing like 3 years after I found Knowledge Itself. So it's not like it was something I was still finding myself. I come from an area, Durham, North Carolina. I'm going to just be blunt. In 2004, we had the second highest murder rate per capita in the United States. So I always say that. And I was able to basically raise up, and still a lot of people that I rock with, man. But you know, your circle gets tighter as you grow, meaning smaller. So yeah, man, Durham is a beautiful place. Not knocking it, because it's beautiful, you know what I mean? Black Wall Street back in the 1960s and 70s. So
oh, yeah.
Definitely pay attention to my city. But yeah, so that's really what raised me, getting out of that kind of like murderous mentality and kind of violent mentality that I was groomed in, and raising myself, and kind of that comes in my music. That's my nature, is kind of that violent background. But you know, I found Knowledge Itself and still working on myself, so it comes off in record. And I know it's so important that this message is conveyed correctly, so that's what I do.
Precisely. I like that. Very well said. Very well said. And even speaking about that, there's one more thing we didn't touch down on, because you're a man of many talents. Your dig.
Hey.
Oh, I like that. You know, when you sent the link to me, I like that. It's very well put together.
Thank you.
I said, okay, he got this thing put together. Mm-hmm. And I like how you go over a lot of the legends. I really like how you really give us a great synopsis of the legends out there. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes they often go forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And not, you know, they're the one that paved the way to today, where we are. So what's going on with your dig?
Okay.
How long have you been doing this, and what inspired you to do this? It's a podcast, so
yep.
But it's put together very professionally.
So I call Your Dig a visual podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's Your Dig, the hip hop show. It was a 2019 idea, actually conceived by my wife. My wife is gotta shout her out, Markia, creative genius, great ideator. She conceived this 2019.
Okay.
We bought into fruition when COVID hit. Like, ain't really had no choice. It was in the house, and it was like, I produced my first one before the world shut down, so it wasn't just because COVID hit. Yeah,
okay.
So throughout 2020, we've been releasing. The finale is actually coming up next Wednesday. We release on Wednesdays, the finale for season one. It'll be like episode 16, something like that. But yeah, it's really, we touch on the legends, we touch on current hip hop, also just keeping everybody intact with the history of it, keeping the integrity of hip hop, making sure the younger hip hop heads kind of know where we come from with it. So it's really just connecting and being the bridge between the old school and the new school. Of course, I consider myself somewhat new school, but I'm still in between, so I really do that. But yeah, You Dig, the hip hop show, that's on YouTube. It's coming to podcast form soon, but the visual podcast is on YouTube now.
Mm-hmm.
Go look that up. All of the actual episodes are on RND Vlog. That's letter RND,
okay.
Vlog with a V on YouTube. So yeah, okay. Go ahead and find that.
Yeah, I've checked it out. Really, really nice. You checked out a couple of his YouTube channels. I sent it to you. Did you look at it? Don't be stuttering
just
over
just
there.
Just be honest, I hadn't had a chance. But
you hadn't had a chance.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out.
Okay,
so
you got to check
tonight.
It out.
Yeah.
It's very well put together, and he gives an abundance of information.
Oh yeah. I know it's very interesting. I'm definitely going to check it out. So,
yeah.
So I already know.
Mm-hmm. If it's okay, can I put that out there and drive people to your site?
Oh, please.
Too?
We need that. We need
right,
that. Like I said, this is for the hip hop community, man. This is for the urban community, black community. You know what I mean? This is for everybody. So please shut out.
Okay. Awesome. Well, look, how many minutes do we have?
We're down to 2 minutes.
See, that's not enough time. I hate when people come in here with an amazing bio, because I can't get it in an hour.
Yeah, we come out with the next album. Next album will be here in March 2021. So
March.
Yeah.
Okay, we gonna see you again now. You know, you know, you're welcome to come through here any freaking time you want to.
Hey,
you're not a stranger anymore.
Hey, y'all are great, man.
Okay.
Let's do this tomorrow.
just let me know, Maureen, where you at? You know, I try to tell Mundo. I'm like, Mundo, come on, and I can tell you, Mundo, and I don't give you enough props out here. too, as far as on the mic. For those who don't know Mondo Malone, you need to check him out. Mondo J. Malone. I met Mondo about, what, 3-4 years ago at my first Indie Artists Exposed ATL event. I hate to say open mic because that word is kind of used in a negative connotation sometimes, but I just named it. And it's actually a business. And our ultimate goal was to take it from city to city, which we still do plan on doing that. And Mondo was one of the early comers to that particular event, and we were the first event that he actually performed at. And so we actually formed a great relationship with several artists, Mondo being one. And you know, whenever you have a circle and there's numbers, you know, it's kind of like playing the lottery. You dwindle down just to a handful. And I'm not saying, you know, I think we had a good little mix because we used to have some really good time, didn't we, Mondo?
Oh, yeah, we did.
It was like a family.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and we was in a hole in the wall, and and we started moving around to all the fancier joints, and that was the best show that they would do a cipher at the end. But let me get back to you. Mondo has been grinding ever since, and we've just watched you just grow and flourish. And you know what? He's very reliable. He listens, he takes note, he takes heed, and he is nothing to sneeze at. So I want to say shout out to you and congratulations with your endeavors and watching you journey and evolve in this music industry.
Oh,
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to, don't forget me when you make it all the way to the top.
don't
be acting like you didn't know me. you know, give me your autograph.
I want to hear Porsche, Mondo. I want a Porsche.
You want a Porsche? I was asking for the autograph. You want a Porsche? Okay.
You know, you got to give me the Porsche, man.
You want the Porsche.
Tiger roof. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Turbo.
But look, you guys, I think I'm getting a cue over here with the top of the hour. We're going to close this thing out. Let's close it out with Horizon. And before we go to Horizon, we're going to have SU talk about it. And then, you guys, we have another song coming up. It's called This Is America. It's different. But I believe everyone deserves a really good chance. It's a different type of song. And I like what it stands for, but it had to grow on us. And all music doesn't, I mean, there were some Prince songs. I'm a Prince fan. Some of his songs had to grow on me. I had to listen to it several times. But we're going to close it out with This Is America. But prior to that, we're going to do Horizon. Talk about Horizon real quick, SU.
Oh, man, so that's the lead track off the album Lost Space Age Simping. Shouts out to my man AP, actually recorded that in Atlanta, so that's one of the later songs. But yeah, man, that's a beautiful song to me. I mean, as you can see, dropping jewels as usual, but that's the origin of me. Talking to Supreme Mathematics, and shouts out a couple of my books that kind of raised me, if you want to say, in that particular song. So that just set the tone for the album, letting you know who you're dealing with.
Okay.
Of course, I had to go hard on that. It's not as melodic as the other songs that you can see on the album. It's kind of a strong hip-hop song.
Yeah.
But I wanted to set the tone, let folks know I could rap.
And I like the strong hip-hop song, I'll let you know.
But yeah, man, make sure y'all support everything we're doing. For us, at Rhymes Designs.
Yes.
That's the brand. You can also go at SU The Guru. I don't really be on that as much as I need to be.
Uh-huh.
But if you want to see everything we're doing, that's at Rhymes Designs on Instagram, Twitter as well. Also, you can follow us and find all our merch at thatrnd.com. Crazy, we actually bring together rhymes and designs, as you can tell with the words.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's what we do. ThatRND.com, find all the merch.
Okay, and one more time, you have a new project that's coming out in March.
The new project in March, unnamed. But it's actually pretty much done.
Okay,
but,
so stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
All right, okay, I like that. I'm like, he beat me to the punch again on how to close out. See, that's why I know what he's doing.
What's up?
Okay, you guys, coming up is Horizon, followed by This Is America. Look, you guys, you have been listening to the Embodiment Underground Radio. Check us out from Monday through Saturdays from 6 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Prior to the show, for you rockheads, we have Rock X 360. We got some really good old school. We got some classic rock. We got some new school rock. And, you know, Derwin, you got to get behind the mic a couple of days on this rock show.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, yes. We've been spinning that for a while. Also, we have the Tech Heads. We have a Tech Ed show that comes on at 9 o'clock Monday through Friday. So we do switch it up a little bit. We also have a few DJ mixes. We have DJ BOD Breaking Beats on Wednesday at 7 o'clock, followed by Stronger Than Failure, Entrepreneurship, The Do's, The Don'ts, The Good, and The Bad. We also have DJ SL Jams located in Florida. He's Monday through Friday at noon. We have DJ Jersey Ill, which is also on Fridays at 8 o'clock. And check out DJ T Mitz at 10 o'clock on Fridays. And last but not least, we have the Cheryl Underwood Radio Show Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. You guys, we're at the top of the hour. It's been an amazing show. You guys, again, check out SU on all social media platforms. You've been listening in. If you've missed it and you just coming in, it's like, oh man, I missed it. Go to our platforms. You've been listening to Maureen Guest. I'm the host, and we are taking control.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
This is a homage beat.
Throw my own fist, stunt like Jackie Chan. Before I fold, you can go, I ain't never ran. Bull City by way of the homeland. Only realness, whack shit, man. I be going fast, still watching street signs. Think before I do, no, I can't press rewind. Press me, boy, I'm deadlier than swine. Yes, I'm a revolutionary, live forever, die once. Want truth, I'ma give you what you want. Pre-elementary, politic, they mystery. Social study, our people to compromise our unity. Changed up, unified front now. Too legit, but you still get bucked down. Feeling helter-skelter, better duck down. You can't walk with me, let me tell you why. My cloth, we gon' live after we die. For the babies every day, you and I. Wanna keep it peaceful, but I'm ready, what's up? You can't walk with me, let me tell you why. My cloth, we gon' live after we die. For the babies every day, you and I. Wanna keep it peaceful, but I'm ready, what's up? Focused on the meal ticket like Big Bro Pac say. 50 plus, please believe it's for grind's sake. And I count for it all. Steady with the best, mathematically involved. Like 13 nets, so being blessed in Prince Hall. Learn about improvement, Messiah of the movement. God is light exuded, power can refine this. Money over everything, please believe you're blinded. Hold up, rewind it. Focus on the meal ticket, I'm a true king. Gotta do something real with it. Robin Hood, spook, rob you, then I build with it. Never a mistake, please believe it's God written. Y'all wishing on your own downfall, plot against me. I change lives like ART, still me and where I be. I'd have been around the world with it, G since the beginning. You can't walk with me, let me tell you why. My cloth, we gon' live after we die. For the babies every day, you and I. Wanna keep it peaceful, but I'm ready, what's up? You can't walk with me, let me tell you why. My cloth, we gon' live after we die. For the babies every day, you and I. Wanna keep it peaceful, but I'm ready, what's up?
Hey, what's up, world? It's your boy, DJ BOD. Make sure you tune in to Embodiment Underground Radio, bringing you all the exclusive new hot mixes, the grooves that make your body move. You know what I'm saying? Let's get it.
Your boy Trick Elmo, and you know who I'm rocking with when I'm in ATL, Embodiment Underground Radio. Y'all tune in.
Hold up, it's your boy Wolfgang Jock, and I'm rocking with the livest Embodiment Underground Radio show.
Now, it's your boy Primetime 1010, man. Two series ENT. You're now locked in with me. Listen to the sound of the underground.
Hey, you are now tuned in to Embodiment Radio. Y'all rocking with your boy Money Miko, and y'all listening to the sounds of the underground. Enjoy the show.
What up, what up, what up? This is Motion. You're listening to Embodiment Underground Radio, the underground.
Yo, what up? It's Mike Lindsay. You are now listening to Embodiment Radio, and it's only the ground.
Hey, it's Mondo J Malone, locked in with Embodiment Radio. You already know that we taking control.
Peace and power to all. I am Mr. J Smith, and we are and power to all. I am Mr. J Smith. Peace and power to all. I am Mr. J Smith, and we peace and power to all. I am Mr. J Smith, and we peace and power to all. I am Mr. J Smith. We are here now listening to Embodiment Underground Radio.
Yo, this is Motown Man the Skip, so you're checking out Embodiment Underground Radio. Chup, chup, chup.
Yeah.
Yo, it's the guru of Atlanta, Kilo Ali, clothing all in his power. And right now, you're listening to Embodiment Radio.
What's going on, listeners? This is your boy, March Madness. You are now tuning in with Embodiment Radio.
Yo, what up? This is your boy, Martez, and you listen to Embodiment Radio.
What's up? This is Frank O'Shack of the Fly My Poets, and you rockin' with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we are taking control.
What's up? This is your boy DJ Taz, and I'm here with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we most definitely kicking it live.
Dead right.
Guess what? It's time to lock it down and listen to the sounds of the underground with me, Erica S. Ooh, we be jamming. Hey y'all, this your girl Black Paris and you are jamming to the underground, so keep it locked.
It's your boy Alo the Radio God, and I'm here with Embodiment Underground Radio. Stay locked in. You already know what it is. Turn up!
Just!
And you're listening to Embodiment.
Just!
And you're listening to Embodiment Underground Radio.
Yo, it's the guru of Atlanta, Kilo Ali, clothing all in his power. And right now, you listen to Embodiment Radio.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg. And real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
It takes thousands of hours to become an astronaut. Right, Nina?
Oh, I'm not an astronaut. I'm a design consultant at the Container Store.
But you explore space.
I help you find space with our Alpha Closet systems.
And you're an expert.
Pretty good at it.
And you use satellites to communicate.
I'm doing more virtual in-home closet designs, but I wouldn't say...
We salute you, Astronaut Nina, for helping us find space.
You're welcome.
Hurry to the Container Store to save 30% on all Alpha systems at the Container Store, where space comes from.